The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to Wednesday's Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn here, just to introduce the podcast today. Sam Norris has caught up with Timeform's Jamie Lynch to look ahead to the second day of Glorious Goodwood. Some cracking action coming up, and I'll now hand over to Sam and Jamie.
This is William Hill Racing Radio.
I've picked out three of the big races on Wednesday for you. The 2:30 is first up, the Gordon Stakes, over one mile and 4 furlong this one. And somewhat is a bit of interest here for Mark Johnson and Joe Fanning. Obviously, squeezing into the frame in the Eclipse at 100-1 shot, it's not going to go off as long as 100-1 on Wednesday, is it, Jamie?
No, it's not at all. That did come out of the blue. And as you saw, as everyone else saw, the Eclipse was a very muddling race. And he was in pole position as far as the race was concerned because he was out in front. And while the other bigger guns were out the back and left with too much ground to make up, he was perhaps, and I think probably, slightly flattered by his third position there. And he's got that form to confirm, but also he's got a stamina issue as well. He's going up from a mile and a quarter to a mile and a half. Now, obviously, taking on Mark Johnston horses on stamina doubt grounds is the quick way to the poorhouse, because the way he trains, the way he gets them to stretch out, most of them do end up outstaying their pedigree. But we're back to the form angle. Was his third in the Eclipse really all it seemed? I have my doubts, we at Timeform have our doubts, and therefore there might be some value elsewhere in what is a really competitive field for the Gordon Stakes.
If you were looking for a headline selection then in that Gordon Stakes, where would you be going?
I think we'd be heading towards Observational, number 3 on the card, a horse who's had just a handful of runs. He's had 3 runs in his life, but he's going better, getting better, improving as the time is going on. He gets the chance to really show what stamina he's got here, and that's the crucial point with him, because he looks to us like a horse who's got an awful lot of stamina, and now he goes over the furthest trip he's tackled. And there's also a real strength to his form, Sam, because last time out at Goodwood, which is a plus point for having that track craft behind him, he caught Marzocco late on. He needed all of the trip to get up that day, but he's going over further in distance. And since then, Marzocco has done really well in terms of advertising that piece of form and, in turn, Observational's credentials as well, because Marzocco, he was third in the Queen's Vase behind Hartnell, who would have been a big player in here, but hasn't made it. And the other point is that Marzocco himself, after that, was 5th in the Group 1 Grand Prix de Paris. So Observational, even though he's yet to tackle a group race, to all intents and purposes, his form is already of a group standard. And he's had half the racing of most of the horses in the field, and now he's getting something different, going up in trip on faster ground than he generally faced. And Observational, he could be the up-and-comer to put it to the likes of Somewhat and Windshear and Scotland, who've all had the chance to show their full capacity of ability. I suspect that Observational's got a bit more in the tank.
Okay, then Observational is the selection for Jamie, and it's had a good start to his career. 2 seconds and a first already, so we'll look forward to seeing how that does on Wednesday. The next race that will come to our Wednesday is easily the highlight of the day and quite possibly the highlight of the week. Of course, it is the Sussex Stakes, Class 1, Group 1, over a mile this one. And It's Toronado versus Kingman. I'll just run through the odds with us here at William Hill at the time of recording. Kingman 1-2, your favourite. Toronado 15-8, and then it's 16s bar. It's looking like a two-horse race, Jamie. Hopefully it lives up to it. Of course, Kingman receiving £8.
Yeah, they weigh. As we saw at the King George at the weekend, the three-year-olds getting the allowance of weight off the older horses can be crucial. Tegruda proved that in no uncertain terms, and Kingman is out to try and do the same against the older horse, Toronado. Now, often when you get much hyped, much billed duels, as is happening again here with the Sussex Stakes, it doesn't quite work out that way, but it might just happen here because Toronado is himself a star miler. But the problem for Toronado is that Kingman might be a mega star miler. He has looked in that league in, what, all bar one of his races in his career so far. When he was beaten, surprisingly so, in the Guineas at Newmarket with an excuse or two in that he raced on that far side. Since then, though, he has looked an absolute monster. Wins in the Irish equivalent, and then last time out in the St. James's Palace, he made short work of Knight and Thunder and Co. in that St. James's Palace with a devastating turn of foot. And it's very hard for me, personally, and certainly for us at Time Form, to see how Toronado can beat Kingman. You have to put it as simply as that. It's nothing to do with Toronado's limitations. It's everything to do with Kingman's superstar status. And Kingman, he is the real deal already. He's the best three-year-old horse around right now. That includes Tegruda. That's the way we've rated it. And he is expected to get the better of Toronado. It might be that Kingman needs Toronado just to show how good Kingman is, because at the minute, there's nothing really can live with him in the three-year-old ranks. So Toronado has got a big part to play. And let's not forget that in this race last year, it was Toronado's career-defining moment when he beat Dawn Approach, clearly well-suited by the Goodwood track. But he's biting off more than he can chew, I suspect, taking on Kingman, trying to give him £8. And with that in mind, it's easy to see, Sam, why Kingman is 1-2 favourite.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very, very hard to look past him. And you touched on it there. He was absolutely frightening pace-wise at Ascot. Just how far do you think Kingman can go?
Yeah, he's the most exciting three-year-old around right now, and that is stiff competition this year. And he could well enter the realms of the all-time great milers. We're talking, even, dare we say it, about the likes of Frankel. He could well be getting in towards that sort of league because, as I said, and you have to just watch yourself and think back to most of his performances, it doesn't look like he's really flat out. It doesn't look like he's at the absolute maximum of his ability or his galloping speed. So he's a frightening prospect, Kingman. And Toronado, you know, he would win the Sussex Stakes 9 times out of 10, but it just so happens that he's in that 10th year where something ridiculously good comes along and Kingman falls into that category. So it's a duel on the downs, but I suspect and think it might be more the Goodwood gubbing because Kingman might just be in a different league to Toronado.
Yeah, he's a special horse, no doubt about that. And Jamie siding with Kingman in what I hope can only be a really good race on Wednesday, and as I say, possibly the highlight of the week from Glorious Goodwood. The final race that we'll look at on Wednesday is the 340, the Vintage Stakes, obviously won by Tormore last year, Class 1 Group 2 contest, 7 furlongs the trip, and 6 of the 8 horses in this field come into this off the back of a win, so we've got plenty of horses in good form here.
Yeah, this is, you know, we've got developing potential here. No one quite knows how good each of these respective two-year-olds are, but we have got some group form on show and we have got some very promising maiden winners who are going up in class. And the most promising out of them by far is number 5, Highland Reel. This might surprise you, Sam, but Aidan O'Brien has never actually won the Vintage Stakes as yet. It's the one missing group up race on his record.
Think he's got to have something, hasn't he? Yeah. He's got to have something to aim for.
He wants to check that card. He wants to mark off that. And in Highland Reel, he's got an exceptionally promising horse. If you haven't seen his Gowran Park maiden win, go and watch it, I promise you, because it will leave you aghast. It was an awesome performance. He won by 12 lengths, and that was despite more or less playing about in the last furlong and a half. Didn't really knuckle down, looked green, looked immature, and yet he still dealt with him by a huge margin of victory. And since then, Sam, which is the most revealing part of all, the horses in behind have shown that race to be above average by maiden standards. The third and fourth have both come out and won since, and the form looks really solid. This is potentially something really special, Highland Reel. There's a few people, a few shrewd judges here at Timeform who've already taken prices about him for the classics next year, the Guineas and the Derby, because Highland Reel, as with most Ballydoyle horses, has got a pedigree to die for, and he looks to be living up to that sooner rather than later. He's in deep here, he's got a different scenario coming back in trip on a sharp track, but he's got a huge engine. That much was clear from that Gowran Park win, and I think and suspect that he might just outclass these.
Fair enough then, Highland Reel in that one, who were full of praise from everyone down there. We're hoping to get the eight runners, obviously, eight runners at the moment. And if we do get that, there'll be a bit of each way value. Who are you looking for outside Highland Reel here?
Yeah, well, the bottom one is called Toopy. And what's significant about this is that think of all the two-year-olds that Richard Hannon could have raced in the Vintage Stakes. Ivorwood was being talked about as coming here at one point. That hasn't happened, but he still managed to find a couple of horses, no doubt, to come here. Dr. Note and Toopy. But Toopy is the choice of Richard Hughes. And Toopy was very impressive in winning a maiden at Sandown on his only start so far. It looked a good race at the time. And subsequent events, how horses have performed, have proven that it was indeed an above-average maiden. So Toopy comes straight here from a maiden. It's a race that the Hannons know well. He's the choice of Richard Hughes. And think of all the two-year-olds who he could have selected to target at this race. Toopy is the one. So he might be the one to give Highland Reel most to think about. He's going to provide him with a big test, because Toopy, you know, no idea of how smart he might be. But Highland Reel's had two runs to his one, and he's got much better form in the book already. So Highland Reel, he could be something special here, Sam. I wouldn't put you off having a few quid on him for the Guineas or the Derby next year, because if he does what we think he might do in the Vintage Stakes, then he could be the new hype horse around whom the rest of the season, and indeed looking ahead to future years, is built around. Highland Reel, he might be something really special.
Yeah, that sounds good then. Really looking forward to seeing him as a three-year-old. Just one more time, please, walk us through your selections for Wednesday's racing from Goodwood.
Yeah, the Wednesday racing from Goodwood, the selections are in the Gordon Stakes, Observational. In the Sussex Stakes, Kingman to beat Toronado. And then in the Vintage Stakes, we might see something special from number 5, Highland Reel, representing Aidan O'Brien. Can he win his first Vintage Stakes?
So thanks to Sam and Jamie there for the preview of Goodwood on Wednesday. You can hear Mick Norton, John Budden and Gary Capewell live on William Hill's Racing Radio on Wednesday. They'll be guiding you through all of the action on the Downs and elsewhere, and hopefully pointing you in the direction of a winner or two.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.